WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we speak with Stephen Sadbury, who uses his artistic talents to brighten up his neighborhood of Stowe Township.
Stephen Stevo Sadbury is scoring and cutting glass in his Squirrel Hill studio, his sheepdog sitting by his side. It's a unique place, an otherwise unused level of a parking garage where several artists have set up workspaces. Panels and shards of brightly colored glass are packed onto shelves lining the wall, and mosaics of all kinds hang on the walls and rest on tables. Mostly Sadbury's own work, but occasionally one of his students' pieces.
I like that I don't have a boss. And I just like putting pieces of puzzles together and creating images out of little pieces of glass.
Sadbury, now a resident of Stowe Township, graduated from Edinburgh University in 1980 with a degree in weaving and textiles, but he says he essentially fell into mosaic making by chance.
I bought a house in Highland Park, which had, the woman had left a bunch of Mexican tiles and coffee cans in the basement, and I started tinkering around with that, and I did a big lobster mosaic in my shower space at the house, and some people saw it and wanted some work done in their house, and it just started snowballing after that, and I was able to, you know, quit waiting on tables.
Now he does all kinds of projects, from cityscapes to dog portraits. But he also uses his talent to give back to his own neighborhood. The most impressive example covers an outer wall of the Stowe Township Fire Department.
I made a huge, bigger-than-life-size mosaic mural of a fire truck. Looks like it's coming out of the side of the building. Up in the upper corner on the left, there's the fireman's badge that they wear on their shoulder, so I did that. And there's big water swirls behind the badge and the fire truck, three of these, that represent water that is their weapon.
Sadbury says the fire department offered about $400 to cover the cost of grout, and some of the firemen volunteered to help. But the rest of the project, including the work and the cost of the tiles, was pro bono.
It took me like a month and a half to do it. I had a lot of tile left over from other projects, and the tile's kind of expensive because it's imported. They don't make indoor-outdoor ceramic tile in the States anymore with bright colors. So it came from Italy and Holland.
Sadbury says he's helped out Stowe Township in other ways, too, from repainting the sign of the Parkway Theater for free and painting the township's welcome signs at a huge discount to creating a garden in an abandoned lot. Sadbury doesn't seem to think twice about using his skills as an artist to help out his neighborhood.
I'd like to share the joy, and I'm like a child at heart, and I want people to have something nice in the neighborhood to look at, you know.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Noah Broad.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.